This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can be of any assistance to you, you had some problems or you had some last year and you don't want to go through that again, the number to call is 855-660-4261. So don't be shy. Pick up the phone, call, and best still, you know, when you wake up and you're listening to the program, having your coffee, looking at the Sunday paper, don't wait. Call as soon as you get up, because from now on, we're getting into the spring season and everybody wants to talk and ask about their questions. So call early, and that way we can answer your question. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right. Up first this hour, we have finishing up a question with Dick from Dartmouth, Mass. He has a question on his red maple.
Okay. Dick, how can we help you with your maple?
Well, you know, you've helped me so far with the leaf problem, but the bark is splitting on some of the limbs, and also the trunk is being girdled by the roots. So it's two problems. We had three problems this morning.
Okay, so you have a root that's wrapping itself around the trunk.
Yeah.
Okay, then that root needs to be cut.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is, as the diameter of the trunk of your tree gets bigger and bigger, you've got this root that's wrapped around it, and it's going to prevent it from getting larger. It may not kill it right off the bat, but what's going to happen is it's going to squeeze the trunk at the ground level. And what will happen is it will give you like a pinched waist. And if you have a real bad storm, because of this girdling effect around it, it could snap right at the ground line.
Oh,
but
wow.
The main thing that's happening now is it's preventing the trunk from expanding. And that could be part of the problem why you're getting cracking of the stems, because it's not getting enough nourishment and not enough moisture during July and August, when the tree is losing a lot of moisture due to the wind and the sunshine. So this girdling root needs to be cut. And it's very simple. You just take a saw, you cut it from both sides where it's visible, and the problem has been solved.
Wonderful. That's it then. I'll take care of that, and I'll feed the tree and see. Hope for the best.
Yeah. What I would do, you know, feed it, when you use a product like Tree Tone or Plant Tone from Espoma or the Dr. Earth fertilizers, they have the probiotics, and they rebuild the soil. So it's not like putting a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 that just feeds the tree. You're feeding the tree, you're making the soil better, you're adding all of the beneficial microbes that will help to repair damage that this girdling has created, and by the insects from them chewing on the foliage. So it works many ways better than a straight chemical fertilizer.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you, Paul. We count on you every Sunday to solve our problems. We don't normally call, but I listen to the other folks, and it seems like we've got the same problems they have. So really is good to hear you each week.
Thank you so much, Dick. You have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If we could be of assistance to you, don't be shy. The way that, you know, if you've got a problem and you haven't been able to solve it, call me, okay? Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next, looks like we have Valerie, and she's from Massachusetts, and she has a question about her Rose of Sharon.
Okay. Valerie, good morning. How can we help you with the Rose of Sharon?
Well, a little static there. I have a couple quick questions. We have very tall Rose of Sharon plants. They're probably, I don't know, 12 feet tall, and they become conical in shape. They don't bloom as well as I would like. I don't mind the height. I just want to know how to get them to bloom more, number one. And number two, if I do cut them back, will they survive, and what time is appropriate?
Okay. What's happening is that particular plant is a plant that will normally grow straight up in the air, just like a telephone pole. Mm-hmm. And if you don't prune them, they don't get wider. So what you need to do is to stimulate the dormant buds that are on that plant to make it wider. And you have to determine how high you want that plant to grow. And I have seen Rose of Sharon used as a privacy hedge. And I have seen them at 6 foot, 8 foot, 10 foot. They grow thick. They grow very, very full. And they bloom like crazy. So you have to walk up to that plant and say, listen, I want you about 10 foot, and everything above 10 feet just gets removed. And what will happen is because you have removed the terminal buds or the tips of your branches, the side buds will now take control. And for every branch that you prune, two or three new branches will form, and it will double and triple the amount of foliage on your plant, and double and triple the amount of blossoms on your plant.
Excellent. So when do I do that? When's the appropriate time?
This afternoon.
Oh, now. Okay.
Anytime from now on. See, the tree is dormant right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can prune it before it leaves out, then all the energy that's in that plant is not wasted. It's going to be used to make new growth on that plant. If you wait until it leaves out, it's already used some of the energy to produce the foliage, and you cut it and you throw it away. So by doing it early, then all the energy that's in the plant is not used up to make foliage. It's used to make new growth to make your plant thicker and fuller.
So I won't damage it by cutting the branches when it's so cold and windy?
Nope. The time right now. It's April. It's time to prune roses. It's time to prune all of your fruit trees, and it's time to take that Rose of Sharon and say, listen, I want you to be shorter, I want you to be thicker, to create a barrier, a screen, and you're going to end up with a plant that you won't even know it's the same thing when you look at it in the fall compared to right now. So you just say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good.
Own good.
Cut
so
it back.
I can take about a foot off.
You could take 2 or 3 feet off of it.
I don't mind the height so much. It's just it's not blooming well.
Yeah, so prune it back. Take off a foot all the way around it, and especially the main leader.
Okay.
And then feed it. Get some Dr. Earth tree and shrub or some plant tone. Either one. They both have the beneficial microbes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find it when you use a product like Dr. Earth or the Espoma that your tree will just grow so much better.
And being that
it's organic, you don't have to worry about burning the roots. And when I feed a tree, and I have a red leaf maple on each side of my driveway in Maine, and the first year I did this, my neighbors came over and they said, "What did you do?" And I said, "I just fed them, and I used the beneficial microbes." And instead of the maple producing maybe 6 to 10 inches of new growth, it made 18 to 24 inches of new growth. And it's the beneficial microbes that makes the difference. And all I did is I took a crowbar, I jammed it into the ground, wiggled it to make a bigger opening, and got down about 6 or 8 inches. Put a half a handful in it, took the crowbar, pushed it down, and then made another hole. And I went all the way around the tree, and then give it a good drink of water. And those trees are absolutely beautiful today. And I'll tell you, 10 years down the road, they'll be massive, and the color is fantastic.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's spring. Easter is next Sunday. And, you know, we're getting into the season, so hopefully the temperatures will stabilize where you are, and we'll get into the garden. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Pauline from Dracut, Mass., and she has a question about her peach tree.
Okay, Pauline, good morning. How can we help with your peaches?
It's an ornamental peach tree. And we've been getting peaches on it, I mean, for a long time. And this year, last year we got nothing, not a bud, not an anything.
You didn't have any flowers?
It got flowers, but then the flowers fell off, and I didn't know if it was something because of the drought we had.
Well, I will tell you, last year, excuse me, last year, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, part of New York State, when the peaches were in bloom, we had a frost. And 80% of the peaches were killed. So I think that could have been your problem.
Oh.
But this year is a new year, and your buds haven't opened yet, and the weather seems to be stabilizing. Oh, excuse me. The weather is stabilizing,
mm-hmm.
so it should be a whole different thing. But last year, it was really, really bad. And I know the pick your own orchards were closed for peaches because of the flower kill on them.
So okay.
I would feed them with a fruit tree spray. A fruit tree fertilizer, Dr. Earth,
or Espoma will work really, really well. And the other thing is water. If the season when the tree is in bloom is dry, put the sprinkler on underneath the trees, and that will give them the extra moisture that they need to keep the flowers on your tree longer.
Okay.
So I
was thinking about putting a bucket there and filling it with water, you know, with holes in it. Would it be better with the sprinkler or filling a bucket with water every day?
How large is this tree?
Well, it doesn't go quite to the second story on the house.
Okay, so it's a good-sized tree.
I mean, because it's a little tree.
Yeah.
But it makes tons and tons of peaches because we eat them.
Right. I think if a bucket of water is only going to give you a couple of gallons, and for a tree that size, it's almost up to the second story. You need more than that. And I would just put the sprinkler on for like maybe 15, 20 minutes. If you did that once a week, that would make a big, big difference because if running a sprinkler for 15, 20 minutes would probably give you about 50 gallons of water compared to 5.
Okay. And
otherwise, see, the more moisture the fruit tree has, the bigger the apple or the peach or the pear will be.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having a lot of little peaches, you'll have fewer, but they'll be larger and they'll be juicier.
Oh, yeah, because that would be good because these peaches really taste very good. And they don't get really that big.
Right. So I think
if
you
do anything about cutting it back or doing anything like that.
No. I mean, if the tree is growing, is being productive, there's no real need for you to prune it back. I mean, it wouldn't hurt if you could feed them. But the main thing is moisture. And last year we had a lot of heat. We didn't have a lot of rain. And you had good-sized peaches, the ones that survived the frost. So fertilize them now. And then if we don't get a lot of April showers, put the sprinkler out there once a week. Give them a real good drink to get the moisture into the plant to mature those peaches.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Susan from Johnson, Rhode Island. And they have a question about transplanting rose bushes.
Okay. Susan, good morning. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very, very well today. It's nice and sunny here in Johnston. I'm glad to hear that you and Christine are doing better.
Thank you.
Paul, I have a couple of rose bushes that are in the front of the house, in back of our yews, our, you know, those bushes, foundation plants.
Right.
And they don't do so well over there. I'm thinking that it's not in the right place. And I was wondering if we can transplant them.
Oh, sure. And now would be a real good time.
Okay.
Susan. The problem is, if they're planted close to the ewes, they're competing for the same water, the same food, and sunlight. And the ewes are really aggressive compared to a rose bush. So the thing you want to do is take your rose bush, cut it to about 18 inches.
Okay.
So take the whole top off and then dig it up and replant it in a nice sunny area in your other garden. And prepare the soil with some compost and plant them at the same level and keep them watered. They'll do very, very well for you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do that this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
you might
you
as well
Paul.
You might as well do it now while the plant is still dormant. And because if you wait until it starts to grow, then you'll get some root damage, and the top won't do as well. So do it well.
You.
Do it while it's dormant for the best results.
I will do it this afternoon, and as they grow in the summer, I will call you back and let you know how they're blooming.
Terrific. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye now. If we can help you, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And don't be shy. We're here to help you out. Boy, I don't know what's happened here. Can't get this thing out of my throat. Anyways, give us a call and we'll try and work together. And if you're going to be transplanting, now is the time. So whether it's a perennial, a rose, or a small shrub that you can handle, or a small tree, before the foliage appears on the plant, it's the best time to transplant it. If it's an evergreen, before the foliage begins to develop, you want to move it. So if you have a rhododendron, an azalea, boxwood, holly, you want to move it before the new growth forms on the plant. And that way there's no shock. Because what happens is, whatever you see above the ground, the same thing is below. And you can't dig a root ball that's as big as the top. It would just be too heavy. So you get as much of a root system as you can. You relocate it to its new home. And what happens is, the root system actually tells the top of the plant, listen, I lost half of my roots in the move. So instead of making 3 or 4 inches of new growth, you can only make 1 until the roots get formed. And then once the roots get established, then normal growth will return. But by doing it early, it can compensate for the root that's missing and still produce some new growth. Then when it's caught, then normal growth will return. So get it done early while it's still dormant. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next we have Antonio from Cape Cod, and here's a question about his tomatoes.
Antonio, good morning. What's happening with your tomatoes?
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Let me turn you on speaker so we can talk normal. Hold on a second, bro.
Okay.
I have been listening to you for over 20 years now.
Thank you.
And I have a suggestion for your little sore throat there. Send somebody to the store. I know you don't like it. It's processed, but Herbox chicken packet in hot water.
Okay.
With a touch of oregano. And that'll stop your claws.
In fact, I do have some in my pantry right now.
All right. Well, make the little kid next door go make you a hot cup of Herbox.
Okay.
But yeah, tomatoes, and by the way, I love your azalea movement because my parents' house, the azaleas have grown faster years. I put them in 20 years ago, so what you just said is delicious for me.
Good.
But I have a question on tomatoes.
Okay.
Because you're 207, you're shortest growing season ever. Are you New Sweden? Are you Presque Isle? Where are you at up there?
I'm in southern Maine in Kennebunk.
Oh, you're Kennebunkport. How was that? Oh, no, I'm not going to mention that girl. that made you smile today.
Yep.
It's illegal in Massachusetts now to have 6 plants of tomatoes. What is your suggestion for the legal 6 plant started from seed? What would you suggest for my tomato plant started from seed?
I mean, as far as fertilizer and growing him?
As such, yes. I know you love hollyhock. Would that work with sativa?
Yeah, you could use that. And it would, I mean, you don't need a lot.
Right.
The one thing that would help your plants to really grow is to rebuild the soil and make the soil healthy.
Right. Well, I got a ton of cow shit, lamb shit, and everything. So if I just dig it.
As long as it's at least a year old, because you want to make sure that it's had a chance to break down and all of the urine that was in there has come out.
Right.
It's got to be a year old. Mix it really well, and then you're probably going to do like a third animal manure.
Right.
And two-thirds real soil. Blend them really well.
Yeah, because I got a lot of good mud in my father's yard in Centerville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, years and years of layover with grass clippings and all such.
Yeah,
my worms are 12 inches long.
Yeah, I mean, that's really good composted soil. So, I mean, if you could plant directly in there if you wanted to. But, you know, the main thing is...
It's a little chilly for my tomatoes. It's a little chilly for my sativa tomato.
Yeah, I mean, you could start them in the house and then put them out. But, like, where I live in Maine, we still have snow on the ground. We had a snowstorm last week. I mean, there just seems to be no end to it. But
April Fool's.
Yeah, April Fool, we had a real good snowstorm.
I said this 10 years ago, the calendar needs to change once a week.
every year.
It's no longer winter summer, according to the calendar. Mother Nature has been twisted.
Right. I mean,
and
I don't...
the shortest growth season, 207 up there.
Right.
R.C. Moore, J.D. Scott, potatoes.
Right.
Yeah, they grow some of the best potatoes up there because they're short season.
Yeah, if you can grow them in a good, healthy soil and you have a nice season, you should be in good shape. So, you know, some people have already planted further south, but what happens is they have a lot
now,
more
Now, what zone
heat.
Was that? What zone are you talking about?
Well, even if you get down to, like, North and South Carolina, they're
going 5-6?
They're 5-6-7 in some places.
Well, you are as one, we be 2-3, right? On Cape Cod?
On Cape Cod, you're going to be probably a 6 or a 7 parts of Cape Cod. In Maine,
I'm way out, yeah.
Yeah, so in Maine, we're like a 5.
Right. But that's a beautiful. Now, here's another thing. I got stuff popping up in Dad's garden, and it's green on the top and purple under the leaf. What the hell kind of plant is that?
Is it a grassy leaf or a broad leaf?
No, it's a broad. It's green on the roof and dead purple on the underside. And they're perfectly rowed out, so I'm not sure if it's something Dad planted 10 years ago that's re-earthing.
Does it produce a flower?
It's too soon yet, but they just popped out. I say, it's a broadleaf green with a purple under.
Okay, it could be a juga. And
what the hell is a juga?
A juga is a perennial ground cover. And in some cases, it can become a weed in your lawn.
All right, so it's a weed, so I should get rid of that some bit, fill them in, and make them proper.
Yeah, and you could use a weed killer. No.
I will bury his ass and make him part of my earth. I don't use weed killer.
Okay, well, then cover it, and that will block the sunlight. And you can... Just
can I cover it with pine needles? Because there's a huge white pine tree growing above it. If I just lay about a 2-foot thick layer of pine needles on it, will the prick die?
What you want to do is to put down some plastic or some newspaper, a couple layers.
No, I got plastic.
And some pine needles on top of it, and that will smother it. Thank you.
I was just hoping it might be some kale or something.
No. No, it's not kale. It's a weed that's in there, and you need to...
It's just an ignorant thumb bitch trying to...
We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you with your garden, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, looks like we have Ronald from Mass. And he has a question about spraying trees.
Okay. Ronald, good morning. How can we help you with your tree spraying?
Your program, and she's turned me on to it. And I have a question. I have, a little under an acre of property, and I am surrounded by some very tall 50, 60-inch trees. And I've been I have a company that comes and sprays. And this year they're telling me there's has to be sprayed twice because there's two different kinds of gypsy moths. And the price has gone, it used to be $120 for one spraying. Now it's $500 for two spraying.
Whoa.
I was just wondering about having to spray for two. Are you aware of that, or is that just, I don't know.
Well, why don't you hold on a second and we'll talk. We're coming up on the break, and I want to give you the right amount of time so we can figure out what they're trying to pull on you, but that's a lot of an increase on there. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines and continue our conversation with Ronald. Now, Ronald, what did they tell you that you had to go from one spraying to two?
Yeah, last year they sprayed the first time, and I still saw the little black dots, you know, and I could still hear them chomping. So I called them back, and they said, well, we have to spray a second time because there's two different kinds of gypsy moths. And you know what? I kind of like, I didn't do it. And you know what? Everything was fine. They kept not chomping, but they didn't get everything. And my leaves were healthy during the summer. Now, this year I got a prospectus from them saying it would be two sprayings for two different moths at $250 each, so it would be $500. And I just question that.
Yeah, I think that there's not two different varieties of gypsy moth. There's the gypsy moth and there's the winter moth. Now, do you live on Cape Cod?
Yes, the Lower Cape, Orleans.
Okay,
we have a lot of. I mean, they're eating the trees here pretty good every year. Now, my trees have been healthy, you know, because I've been getting them sprayed.
Right. So what he should have said is, there's the gypsy moth and there's the winter moth. But you being on Cape Cod, the winter moth is more of a problem than the gypsy. The gypsy is all over the Northeast. It's in New York. It's in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and all of New England. But it's not every year. Some years it's bad. Some years it's not. And I think what you've got to concentrate on is the winter moth. And because, again, the gypsy moth, for example, last year, where
where I live in Maine, we didn't have a problem with it. My son lives in Lowell, and he had a little bit. But when I went to central Massachusetts, they had a gypsy moth problem like you cannot believe. But in western Mass, no problem. Eastern Mass, not a problem. Cape Cod, a little bit. So I think that the problem that you have is the winter moth, which has been on Cape Cod for many, many years, and it is killing a lot of trees. So I would concentrate on that. And what I would do is ask them if you can call them when it's the right time. That way you could hit them when they're actively feeding on the foliage of your trees rather than spend $500. I mean, that's a big jump from it 150 is. To 500.
Yeah. Yeah, they were chomping. My deck was all black dots, you know, and I was concerned about it. But, yeah, I'm going to, can I ask them if I want to get treated just for the winter moth?
Oh, yeah.
Specify that? Okay,
right.
Good.
Yeah, but see, the other thing, I would shop around.
Yeah, I'm going to shop around, too, because I've been with this company for years, and everything has gone up, 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 but I want to just shop around and see. I'm going to pay it because I did lose a tree one year, 60-foot beautiful tree that's in the yard, and I remember they sprayed, and I said, well, you know, you sprayed, and the leaves look bad. He says, your tree is dying, and I had to cut it down, of course, but it was because they, you know, they ate one year that I didn't spray. This was about 5 years ago.
Right. But, I mean, a tree can take a total defoliation and come back the following year and do very well. I mean, Mother Nature has put backup buds to produce that. And I can remember back in the 70s, I was working in Scituate, and we had gypsy moth that came through. And the Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts said they only eat deciduous trees, oaks, maples. They won't touch the pine. Well, they came through the South Shore of Boston, and I can remember driving down the main road, and I could see a couple hundred yards right through the woods, and they ate even the pine trees.
Wow.
But the trees came back. So
if it say it was defoliated 2 years in a row, would it eventually kill a tree?
If it was 2, 3, 4 years in a row, yes. But feed them. Get some Dr. Earth tree fertilizer or some tree tone and feed them. That will help also. But one spraying.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.